I promised I would talk about motivic development. Anybody know what that is? Some people must. Anybody not know what it is? It's kind of like when you have this little snippet of music and you take just like the handful of notes and you build entire pieces around it. And in the case of an opera, whenever you have a motif for every character or for every, if you're Wagner anyway, or for certain things. Yeah, Peter and the Wolf, that's a classic, where da-da-da-da-da-da, that's Peter's song. Okay. Anyway, Haman has the motif that is most developed. Okay, you have that first few notes, and then the other half of the motif is... Okay, so has anybody heard those notes in the opera?
Yeah.
They sound familiar? Okay, so the first time that you hear that is in Here's Haman. It's in the orchestra, and I've mangled the orchestra here to emphasize how the motifs are woven to create the background for the music. That's that use of the, and then it comes back in spades in Haman's rage, where he's being, you know, that theme is meant to represent his flaw, his tragic flaw, which is his insecurity and quick temper and desire for revenge. So when he starts being vengeful, this is the beginning of the song. Da 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 bum bum. The whole song is just building on the first half of da 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 da. And then we get to, he's getting really mad. Comes back again here. Can everybody hear it? The motif. If you don't, so you got the idea. And then again in Haman's nightmare. So it's again layered on top of each other. Okay. If I Perish is another one which is treated as a recurring theme. I don't do the kind of shenanigans with that as I do with this Haman motif, but I do at the beginning of Look at Her, I take the da-da-da-da-da-da-da theme, and I just layer that on top of itself in the same way. And I've mangled the orchestral arrangement here so you can hear it better, like that. Of course, you all knew that. Stop me if any of this is really obvious. Okay, a couple of other things which are treated motivically in the slightest way. There's...
They are not half as great as
this line.
I am Grand Vizier because of my own ability. Not
right,
because...
Just that one line. Yay, Jeff. And then... later on,
exhausted.
This one.
And I love you like a stag loves his doe, like a rooster loves his hen.
That's one of my favorite lines. That's really an autobiographical. But one of the coolest treatments of things as motifs comes in If I Perish 3, where Haman says that, okay, you just had a vision that if I go to this party, I'm going to get killed. But I'm going to do it anyway, because I can't let go of my desire for revenge. And then after he does it, the music repeats with the If I Perish theme, the Crossroads theme. But superimposed above it is the theme for his flaw, da-da-da-da-dum-bum-bum, and his triumph, da-da-ba-da-bum, and then the ambition theme from the I Discover That the Queen Had a Weakness for Finery, and then finally, the love theme. I love you like a stag loves his doe. And this, what's interesting from a plot standpoint, from a character development standpoint, not just the musical standpoint of that, is that when he sings, I love you like a stag loves his doe, like a rooster loves his hen, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the mating practices of deer and chickens.
David's minor in college.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not something that, as the female of the species, you're particularly pleased about. You know, and Haman has been pretty self-centered the whole show. I mean, everything he does is all about himself, and he shows up at home and his wife is frantic, and she says that she loves him even though she can't pay attention to him, and he says, yes, and I love you too, like a stag loves his doe. And that's the love motif, right? Da 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 da. But when he gets to the last time he sees her, he turns back to her as he leaves for the palace and says, I love you. He sings along with the love motif, and the flute continues da 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 da. But he doesn't. He just stops with I love you, which is what Zeresh wanted to hear all along, and it is the first and only time in the opera that he does anything for anyone else. So maybe a tiny little glimmer of salvation. Anyway, let me play for you the instrumental passage. At the end of If I Perish 3.
So if I perish, then I perish.
that completes part one. The other two parts are shorter.